Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Youth Hour Learning to Lead. I am Saleha Khan, still your host for the last time today. And our last interview this afternoon will be focusing on the importance of healthy lifestyle choices. This week, I will be talking to Tandiwe McCloy, involved in the establishment of the Play for Life campaign. An organization which discourages underage drinking and high-risk behavior amongst South African youth. Good afternoon, Tandi McCloy.
Afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
It's such a pleasure. Just before I start the interview, I would just like to say that as Muslims, we abstain from alcohol as well as sexual activities and anything like that, and that the views expressed are not necessarily the views of the Voice of the Cape.
Okay.
So, to start out, please tell us who or what was the catalyst for this campaign.
Okay. So, the Play for Life campaign is a campaign brought out by Love Life, which is South Africa's largest HIV prevention program for young people. Now, the Play for Life campaign targets under 18s and is part of Love Life's program of empowering young people to make healthy choices about their lives. Underage drinking is an issue teenagers battle with and can be easily influenced to engage in. And if a young person engaging in underage drinking, it inhibits their ability to make healthy decisions. And that is why we as Love Life are running this Play for Life campaign.
So why do you think teenagers start to partake in underage drinking?
Okay, some teenagers start partaking in underage drinking for various reasons, including because they don't have a strong sense of self-esteem and identity. And if a young person doesn't have a strong sense of self-esteem and of who they are more likely to be influenced by peer pressure and start drinking to try and fit in, to look cool, and to get a sense of belonging. And just lacking a sense of self-worth and a sense of who you are, makes a young person more likely to engage in underage drinking.
And on the note of a lack of self, tell us about the programs that will increase the national response to underage drinking. Is that going to be part of helping youths not partake in underage drinking?
Yeah. So the Play for Life campaign is in Love Life's Life Skills program, which goes to schools, it's implemented community-based organizations and in clinics and so on. And as the Play for Life campaign in Life Skills program, Living My Life, we look at what are the dangers of underage drinking. And in this program, we also promote young people's sense of self-worth, sense of identity, sense of purpose, and sense of belonging. And other programs that we're doing to promote the Play for Life campaign, we do have community dialogues where different members of the community come together to talk openly and honestly about what can be done to reduce underage drinking. And also, Play for Life campaign is also running on various talk shows throughout the country, community stations, national stations, where we look at various aspects of underage drinking and get the teenagers talking. And it's also being promoted in Love Life's youth magazine, Uncut.
So when I think of this campaign, I think of like a massive AA meeting of teenagers. Is that what it is?
No. It's not really a massive AA meeting of teenagers. It's more like being promoted through our Life Skills program. It goes to like around 6,000 schools across the country and very much a media focus to the campaign also. And also we're also promoting our contact center line, which is available on 0800-121-900, or teenagers can send a please call me to 083-323-1023 if they want to chat to a counselor about drinking. So it's not like we're getting huge workshops or something for teenagers to come to. Yeah.
Just
on the point of why do teenagers start to partake in underage drinking, we've talked about the whole thing of them having, teenagers without a strong sense of self-esteem and identity are more likely to engage in underage drinking. Other reasons are if a young person doesn't have hope in the future, a sense of purpose and hope in the future, They're also more likely to engage in underage drinking as they don't care about how alcohol may affect their future. So a young person says, no, I want to study, I want to live a bright life, and who has dreams is less likely to let alcohol come in the way of their future. And another reason why teenagers start partaking in underage drinking is because they're bored. So in some communities, they feel, oh, no, there's nothing to do. There's very little entertainment. The only entertainment there is actually drinking alcohol.
What I really don't understand about that is, if there's nothing to do, and we assume that there's nothing to do because there is no money, where do the people get the money for the alcohol?
Well the thing is, well some people are very bored. So we can say, you know, we need to say there are things in your community you can actually do. You know, it's just that we need to change young people's mindsets, like go and play soccer or get involved in sports or something.
Definitely. And
some people say this is my only fun, where there's so much else you can actually...
Yes, and the thing is that youths and teenagers believe that you cannot go to a party, you cannot have fun without drugs and alcohol and, you know, sexual things. And, I mean, mm-hmm. that's absolutely not true. How do you feel about that?
Young people can actually develop their hobbies or develop their skills. So it's interesting how you talk about how some young people feel, I can't go to a party without alcohol. Because this December, Love Life is actually running a very great Facebook competition, where what we're doing is we are getting young people to upload a selfie of them and their friends having fun without booze. And then we're saying they need to upload that picture onto the Love Life Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/lovelifengo.
Tandy, that is a wonderful idea. I need you to stay on the line for me. We are just going to take an ad break.
Oh, okay, great, okay.
Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. 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 The Youth Hour. For the youth. By the youth. On 91.3.
Welcome back to Youth Hour, where we are learning to lead. We are currently talking to Tandiwe McCloy about the Play for Life campaign by Love Life. Hello, Tandi, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am indeed.
Thank you so much for staying. So tell us, is it true that an underage drinker has a higher chance of becoming an alcoholic?
I can't confirm that an underage drinker has a higher chance of becoming an alcoholic. But what I can confirm is, if a teenager has alcoholism in their family, or quite a lot of alcoholics in their family, they themselves have a higher likelihood of becoming an alcoholic themselves, because it means that they are more genetically predisposed to becoming alcoholics.
Okay, and tell us, you know, teenagers, they're very, like, cheeky. When a 16-year-old says to you, what's the difference between if I start to drink now and when I wait until I'm 18, how do you respond to that?
Well, what we'd have to say is that, a 16-year-old is still in school and very much under the care of their parents, while a young person who is 18 is starting to be more independent and starting to understand what being responsible is, and starting to make more decisions about their lives, like what course should I do, should I get a driving license, and so on. So as an 18-year-old is starting to become more responsible about various aspects of their lives, they are also more likely to be more responsible than a 16-year-old when it comes to drinking. So an 18-year-old is very much a transitional phase of their lives, going from school into tertiary education, and is becoming an adult, so is more likely to think better about the implications of drinking than someone who is 16.
But, like, will the effects, you know, the physical effects, will it be drastically different on a teen that starts drinking at 16 or 14 than if they start drinking at the legal age?
Well, the younger a person is, the less their body is able to handle the effects of alcohol. So an 18-year-old would be able to handle the effects of alcohol better than a 14-year-old, because 18-year-old is older. But then one thing that must be said, that if a person starts drinking at 14, then at 18, that means that they will be drinking for a longer time over the course of their lifetime, which is more detrimental to the body.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And tell us, you know, drugs and unprotected sexual activities also, you know, not far from underage drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Does Play for Life look at these issues?
Yeah. So while Play for Life mainly focuses on underage drinking, the campaign does also look at how drugs increase the likelihood of a young person engaging in risky behavior. But the focus of this campaign is more on alcohol.
And how long will the Play for Life initiative last?
The Play for Life initiative isn't a short-term initiative. It is a long-term initiative because this whole issue of underage drinking is a big issue in our communities. And Love Life is all about promoting behavior change and positive lifestyles among youth. So it will be long-term. So it is a long-term campaign. And like I was saying, we do have special initiatives running through December throughout this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a special December campaign. Like I was saying, we have the Facebook competition where we're getting young people to upload pics on the Love Life Facebook page at www.facebook.com/lovelifengo. So they need to upload pictures of them and their friends having fun without alcohol. And then the best entries will win trips to adventure parks, to theme parks, all about showing youth that you can have fun without alcohol. And then the overall winner will win an all-expenses-paid New Year's party for them and 20 friends. And
I think that's a very good idea to see that, you know, if you can stay without alcohol, you can win all these things and then continue to stay without alcohol. Tandi, I have one last question to ask you as we have run out of time and we must wrap up. How can communities get involved in stopping underage drinking? And can you please give us some contact details if they're interested?
Okay, definitely. Okay, so one thing communities can do is go to the tavern owners and tell them not to actually sell to underage drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
So as a community, you actually have to say to the tavern owners, it's actually wrong to sell alcohol to people who are underage. And then another thing communities can do is to sort of encourage the teenagers they know to have a strong sense of self-worth, to have a strong sense of identity and purpose. And then, you know, as parents, it's very important not to send your child to the shop to buy alcohol, because in this way you're showing your child just how easily accessible alcohol is and almost tempting them to drink.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing to do. Tandi,
yeah, so
it's been absolutely wonderful speaking to you and, you know, getting all this, knowing that there's all these initiatives happening.
So one last thing I'd like to say, you know, if you're a parent and you've got a child who's engaging in underage drinking and you need support and advice on how to deal with the situation, you can call Love Life's Contact Center on 0800-121-100 or send a please call me to 083-323-1023 and chat to a counselor, and it's a free service.
Thank you so much for talking to us today. It's been quite a pleasure.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. It's been great. Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Goodbye. Thanks.